Hey there, Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers here. I declare 2024 as the Year of the Worker here in Wisconsin, not only to honor our state's incredible dedicated workforce, but to put an emphasis on bolstering our workforce, reducing barriers to work, and making smart investments in key sectors. And now that 2024 is coming to a close, I want to take a moment to look back on all we have accomplished together this year. We've continued to see historically low unemployment that's well below the national average, as well as record high employment for over half of the year. We created the Governor's Task Force on Healthcare Workforce to find solutions to the unique needs facing Wisconsin's healthcare workforce. We also launched a brand new teacher apprenticeship pilot program and welcomed the first 8 teacher apprentices. And we celebrated record high enrollment in our state's registered apprenticeship program for the 3rd year in a row. We also saw a record high enrollment in our youth apprenticeship program with an all-time high of youth apprentices enrolled. Wisconsin was also designated as a U.S. regional tech hub, making our state the national leader in biohealth industries and bringing a projected more than 140,000 direct and indirect jobs. And finally, in just the past year alone, we have celebrated global brands like Lilly Medicine, Nestle Purina, Kikkoman, and Microsoft deciding to invest millions and even billions to grow their businesses and create jobs right here in Wisconsin. All of this is a BDF, a big deal, folks. But just because the Year of the Worker is coming to a close doesn't mean that we are going to slow down in 2025. We are taking the positive momentum of all the incredible work we accomplished during the Year of the Worker, and we are bringing it with us into the new year to make smart, strategic investments to support employers and working families and build the 21st century workforce and economy Wisconsinites deserve. Thank you.